All this week, we're hearing about our nation's 2 million military children, children of military families. They are children like 10-year-old Isis Longoria. Her father has been deployed to Iraq twice. Isis is one of approximately 82,000 children attending Department of Defense schools. There are 180 of these schools around the world that report to the Pentagon, not the Department of Education. WAMU's Kavitha Cardoza takes us inside.
Isis Longoria is a fourth grader at Owen Intermediate, a Department of Defense school at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. She wears a bright yellow hairband and smiles a lot, but that changes when she talks about her father deploying. It's hard to talk about this stuff, so that sound you hear is the rustling of tissues. Isis's father, Staff Sergeant Adam Longoria, provided security to convoys in Iraq.
I'm kind of scared that when he is deployed, he's not going to come back. On his first deployment, he came back with this thing we call a daddy bear. It's a bear that has his voice recorded in it. And every time I miss him, I just press the button and it talks to me.
What does it say?
It's just saying how much he loves me and how much he's proud of me and what I've accomplished.
Isis says she missed playing basketball and softball in the yard every evening with him.
Whenever he was gone, it was hard for me to do my homework because his pictures were everywhere.
Did you still try?
I still tried to do my homework and I still managed to get it done and get it correct.
Isis isn't alone. The average student at this school has had their parents deploy at least 4 times in the past decade.
And subtraction. Make sure you read the directions. This is the most compassionate, flexible, wise, worldly group of kids I've ever worked with.
Teacher Julie Allen checks in with her 8-year-old students as they rotate through different tables solving math problems. They use blocks, computers, even a board game.
Remember, you're looking for the largest difference.
Oh.
Can you visualize what a triangle looks like?
I outsmarted the teacher.
Woohoo!
On the latest national tests, DoD students did better on average than those in public schools on both reading and math for 4th and 8th graders. Those results are even more striking when you consider that approximately a third of military children move every year and 45% of students in DoD schools in the U.S. are low-income. So, how do they do it? Student success often starts with strong, effective teachers. But as a journalist who covers urban education, I was surprised that of the 50 teachers in this school, only one is new. I was even more surprised Julie Allen doesn't consider herself a veteran teacher.
I've worked with different student populations, you know, only 8 years.
Only?
You've done 8 years, which to me is like a really long time for a teacher.
Okay.
But a really long time means something completely different in military schools.
My name is Julie Gibbings. I have taught for 19 years.
I'm Grace Merkel. I have 36 years.
I'm Donna Truelove. This is my 27th year.
A big reason teachers rarely leave is because the pay and benefits are much better. Deborah Bailey teaches the third grade.
If I went back to the county now, I would take over a $30,000 a year pay cut.
It's probably closer to $40,000.
The curriculum, textbooks, and graduation requirements are the same. Next year, all military schools will adopt the Common Core standards, making it easier for military children who move often. Another reason? They've got money. Principal Ginny Brees says there's also a lot of support in terms of personnel.
I've got 2 full-time counselors, a full-time nurse. I've got a speech therapist, an occupational therapist. We have 20% of kids on special education, and we have a lot of resources to support those kids.
And these efforts are paying off. The achievement gap between white and black students is significantly lower than the national rate. Experts believe while the military system may not be perfect, it still sets high expectations for everyone.
I'm Jeanette Pena.
Jeanette Pena's husband has served for 22 years in the Army. They live on base just so their children can attend Urban Intermediate, both for the academics and emotional support.
I have a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
You've got three boys?
I do. I have three boys.
Oh, my God.
It's always a fun day in our house. As soon as we walk in. I know my husband, he loves it, though. He says he has to stretch before he comes into the house because that's the first thing they do is jump on him.
Pina says her husband has had multiple deployments and has missed half of his 12-year-old son's birthdays.
My son would say his stomach was hurting, and the teacher said he started laying down a lot on the floor. And I said, yeah, I don't know why he's doing that. We'll come to find out from the counselor, he was just missing my husband. And he didn't know, I guess, how to say I miss daddy.
Pina says she reassured her son all the time, but
as much as we went through it on a map, this is where daddy is, you know, he's over the Atlantic Ocean, he's over here. He said, daddy's lost. And, you know, that broke. It still hurts because he'll be deployed.
He's going to be deploying again?
Yes, shortly. And it takes a toll on families.
You can find those same pressures at military bases across the country. Quantico Base in Virginia is known as the crossroads of the Marine Corps because there are so many military training and educational institutions here. At Quantico Middle High School, the daily attendance rate is around 94%. And Daniel Mulhern, the assistant principal, says discipline issues here are almost non-existent, in part because in the military, parents can get into trouble if their children misbehave.
The seldom times that I have to call the parents, I always have full support. There's never been you're picking on my son or daughter. We got it, Mr. Mulhern. We'll have a discussion with our son or daughter this evening.
But perhaps the biggest reason many children go to these schools is the sense of belonging and shared experiences that can be hard for them to find in the civilian world. 16-year-old Destiny Oakley is a junior here.
You may have friends who are not military who say, oh, I don't want to go to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving, and it just almost seems like a pain to them. I don't even remember spending a Thanksgiving with any of my distant family. Sometimes people complain and you just think to yourself, maybe you shouldn't take it for granted.
Destiny says maybe military children understand what it means to cherish every moment you do have, because you don't know what moments you might not have together. For NPR News, I'm Kavitha Cardoza.